So how did it feel your first start? You got a lot of playing time, the whole bit?
It meant a lot to me. I felt comfortable with the offense. We moved the ball well. The offensive line took a lot of pressure off me by running the ball so well. I thank them for the game. I just managed the game and showed people that I can manage an NFL team and lead them to a victory.
Did you do anything what you had to sleep well and make this team now?
I think I did, but you never know how it goes. It's a business. You never know how many quarterbacks they're going to keep, two or three. Hopefully they keep two. I'm on the practice squad. If they try with three, that's even better. I think I'm satisfied with my performance tonight. A lot of players are satisfied with my performance. And my family can sleep tonight and know that if it's not here in Denver, it's somewhere else.
And that one play, it was the third down, I think, and you scrambled. You picked up the first down, and you made the dive. A lot of people thought this was a meaningless game, but obviously to guys like you, this game was the Super Bowl.
This game meant a lot to me. I get to start in the NFL again, in the NFL preseason game. Cleveland didn't give me the opportunity last year. I only played two snaps. Denver gave me a great opportunity to come in and seize the moment, and I think I seized the moment tonight. The defense helped me out, only letting up 3 points, so I felt comfortable with the whole situation, and it meant a lot to me.
How did it feel to actually walk on the field as a starter for the first time in the league? What was that sensation like?
That was really great because I've had people tell me I wouldn't be an NFL starter because of my height. I proved them wrong tonight. Even though it was a preseason game, I started in the NFL.
You feel like come Monday, you're still going to have a job here? In some form,
shape or fashion, I feel like I have a job here. Whether it's practice squad or on a 53-man roster, you never know because it's a business. So I just got to keep. Hopefully, I don't get that call saying I've been released. Me and my agent will talk tonight and see what happens.